And on Culture File, it's Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the words, sounds, smells, and tastes that they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of Alton O'Brien, fiddle in hand, to share with us his Culture File likes.
So my name is Alton O'Brien, fiddle player from Clare. A book I was reading recently was one of John Moriarty's. Turtle has gone a long time, but I've actually been reading it for about 15 years on and off. It's very difficult to get through into John Moriarty's head. He's a philosopher from down in Kerry. Well, was. He died in not that long ago, but it's about everything and anything. He's a philosopher too. It's about the soul and the spirit of the Irish people and the state of the world. But it's a heavy read. I'd pick it up, you know, and really get into it for a while. I always go through phases of loving John Moriarty. There was a film too not that long ago about, I think it was called Dreamtime, or Dreamtime Revisited, I think was the film. But one of his books is Dreamtime. It's about the dreamtime. So a podcast I've been listening to recently. Just started, actually, so I haven't gotten in depth yet. But it's run by Linda Buckley, and it's Mother's Blood, Sister Songs. Seems to be about links between Irish music and Icelandic. What's happening in the scene in Iceland at the moment, too, with their traditional but also contemporary music. You know, they have loads of good musicians anyway, it seems. But I think it has to do too with, apparently, the first people in Iceland might have been Irish monks. And there's all sorts of links that Linda knows better than I do.
So to understand just how Iceland was settled by those Norwegian Vikings, and to find out what evidence it shows us of their slaves, I took a tour with curator Jon Pott Bjorkson. And he walked me through this time capsule of history with all the sound effects of the long haul behind us.
Music that I'm listening to, that's all is changing. The Soundwalk Collective, I'm not even sure who's in it. I know Patti Smith is involved and some other names. And just some really, really cool stuff in there. But weird as well. It's nice. They have a couple of albums. I was listening to one called Murmur. The Soundwalk Collective. It's a good mix of, it's a huge collective of people. I've only started listening to this album recently. Someone put me onto it. But it's Patti Smith doing her thing. So it's Patti Smith type music. The most recent film I've seen is The Irishman. I'm pretty sure it's by Martin Scorsese. But I saw it I was in Helsinki, and I went to, the first time ever, going to one of those late night cinemas. And it started at midnight, half past midnight. But the film's about 3 hours long. And it's a very good film, I think, but I did fall asleep at about one and kind of woke up towards the end. And I still got it. I still got what's going on, so it's fine. But I see it's out on Netflix now at the moment, The Irishman. Robert De Niro is the Irishman.
It's over. They're all gone. Frank, it's time. It's time you say what happened.
Just before I came here, I was over in Two Boys Brew for the first time in a long time. I had a delicious sandwich there. It was roasted vegetables and a cup of soup. Perfume. Links, like. Links. I've had no interest in perfumes. Interesting smells around the city, all right. I'm not against perfume or anything.
The likes of Alton O'Brien there, and Alton is one of the voices who will be helping us unpack the Wexford Carol in tonight's edition of the Culture File Weekly, where we'll also be rediscovering the fairy-like voice of 1930s opera star Bruce Flegg, assessing the everyday objects of 1980s Istanbul, and taking to the talc-covered floor with some old soul rebels at the D8 Soul Club. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, coming up after Noort at 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.